Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Ayin Beis, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and let us begin with Hakdama, and we will mention 9 points. Number 1, a live animal cannot be Mekabel Tama. Number 2, a kosher or non-kosher animal that dies is an Avela and is an Avatama. And number 3, if one shechs a kosher animal, not only is it Mater Be'achila, but Shechita is Metairasai and is not an Avela. And number 4, if one shechs a kosher animal that is a Trefa, so although the Shechita cannot be materit b'achila, as it's a trefa, but the Shechita is metarasa, and is not considered an avela, and it will not be tamei. And number 5, the Shechita of a non-kosher animal has no effect at all, and would still be an avela. And number 6, Shechita of an expectant mother is matir vlad, which will be mutter b'achila, and is not tamei mishum eivim menachai. And even if the vlad that's in the mother was already dead, since it was still in the mother at the time of Shechita, the Shechita's ima is matiri af b'achila. And number 7, there are 2 Yisurim in the Torah, one called Eivim Menachai, and one called Basar Menachai, and Eivim Menachai is defined as a limb of an animal that includes Basar Gidim Vatzamais. Number 1, Eivim Menachai is Asar B'Achila, and number 2, it is intrinsically Tamei, like an Avela, and it's considered Avatoma. However, Basar Menachai is either a piece of Basar that is from the animal, or even a piece of Basar that is removed from Eivim Menachai, which does not include Gidim Vatzamais. And although there is an issa achila, however, it's not considered tamei unless, of course, it would be hushal kabel tumah, and then it would come into contact with something that is tamei. Number 8, a nida zav zav yoledes that all have tumah yotzim and gufa are all an avatumah, and they are metama tumas medras, and if they stand or lie or put their weight on something, so that item is also considered an avatumah. And we know that if they sit on a piece of material that is at least 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, it is tamei. But if it would be smaller than a shear, it isn't royal midras and would not become an avatoma. However, if they would touch a cloth that is at least 3 etzba by 3 etzba, so it could still be tame based on tumas maga and would be a rishonal tuma and will only be mitame machlo mishtar. And finally, number 9, we already discussed the concept of tumas based astarim, and as we will see, there's a machlekes in the mishtar mesechtes kelim, as Rav Meir holds that an item can become tame even if it's tumas based astarim. While Rabbi Yossi is Chulik, an item cannot become Tomei from Tumas Beis Astarim. And our mission now begins, Behema Mekasha Lele V'Hoitzi Ubes Yodai V'Chatocha V'Achin Shachris Imoi HaBosatar. If a behema is in the middle of a difficult labor and the Ubes stuck its foreleg out of the mother and they cut the Eivor off of the Ubes prior to Shkita of the mother, so although the Eivor is an Avatuma, however the Eivor did not transmit Tuma either to the Ubes or to the mother, as although once the Eivor is cut off of the mother, it is certainly Tamei, as if the Uber is still alive, so it's Eivim Nachai, and if the Uber was already dead, so since the Eivor isn't in the mother, so it's considered an actual piece of an Avela, and in either case it would be an Avatoma. However, certainly it did not transmit Tuma to the Uber itself, as if the Uber is alive, so it cannot be Mekabel Tuma, and even if the Uber was already dead, but since it's in the mother, so it's considered as if it's alive, and as Tesis states, the Uber should be as if you would shech the mother, so the dead vlad itself would be mutter b'achila. And the Mishnah now continues and brings the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, as the Mishnah states, shocheres imoy va'achakein chotacha habosam magen avela divrei Rav Meir v'chamoim magen trefa shkuta. And the Mishnah continues and daf ayin beis and beis, and the Chachamim continue ma mitzino b'trefa sheshchitasim etarasa af shchitas behe. And the second case in the Mishnah teaches us, and Rav Meir holds that if they did not yet cut the Eivor off of the Uber and they shechted the mother, so certainly we know that the Shechita of the mother helps for the Uber as well. And even if the Uber is still alive, however, both the mother and the Uber are now categorized as an Eichel and can be Mekabel Tuma. And since at that point the foreleg was still attached to the Uber, so the Eivor, which is an Avatuma, would be Metame the Uber. And Lemaisa, even though at the time of Shechita, the foreleg was still attached to the Uber, and L'chiri at that point, the Tumah of Eivor Menachai should not be relevant to the Eivor. However, as we will see, there is a concept of Shechita Goremes Nipol, and at the time that one shechs an animal, so we look at the Eivor as if it's already completely disconnected from the Uber, and therefore, as Rashi explains, HaBosa Magen Avela, then we look at the Bosa of the Uber as if it's touching Eivor Menachai, which is Mitame like an Avela, as we will learn, Adav Kuf Chof Tassam Rebbe. Beis, and Inami, and Rashi continues, in Matzah Uba Meis, certainly we find that the actual Uber was not living at that time, so certainly the Eber is considered a Vela Gemura, Me'achash Le'Tarasa Shechitas Imai, as a Shechit of the mother, and not have an effect on the Eber, which is outside of its body. And from Rashi, it's Mashma, that the only thing that would be Tamei is only the Uber, and not the mother, and Ayin and Mepharshim, and keep in mind, on Daf Ayin Dalam Beis, the Gemara will bring a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, as to how it could be that the Eber will be able to transmit Tumah to the Uber, if although the Uber is considered an Oichol, but the Maisa was not yet Huchshel Kabel Tumah. However, the Chacham are Chilak on Rameir, and they hold that although the Eber is outside of the mother, and certainly as we learned earlier, both Lefi Rav and Shmuel, and even Lefi Rabbi Yechon, Shechit of the mother cannot be Machsher the Eber Bachila. However, the Shechit is still Matarasa, and has an effect on the Eber, that Meduraisa would not be considered an Avela, and the Rabbanon hold that in Shechita Geremes Nipol, and therefore the Shechita that is done on the mother can affect the Eber, and the Eber will not be Tamei. However, as we'll see, Midrabanan will be Metame Kachim, and for example, if the mother is Kachim, and it came into contact with the Eber, so the mother would be Tamei Midrabanan, and as Rashi states at the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Maga Treif Veshchuta, Shashchita Aval Pishin Materas Eber Bachilo Materas Medein Avela, Behavi Katreif Veshchuta, She'enim Metame Menaterik and Mefarish Fa'ozel, El Midrabanan Mukdashin, and that's why the Chacham stated that we still look at this as if the Uber touched the Eber, and if it would be Kachim, then it would transmit Tumah. And Rabbanan explained that we find this concept in the Gei Shechita of a Treifa, and as we mentioned Akdama, that just like if one shechs a Treifa, then although the Shechita would not have any effect on the Achila of the Treifa, as certainly would be also Bachila, however the Shechita is Metarasa, and the same would apply in the Gei this Eber, although certainly the Shechita of the mother cannot be Matah the Eber Bachila, however it will be Metarasa, and therefore this Eber will not be considered Eber Menachai, and will not be considered an Avela. And our Mishnah continues, Omelhem Rameir, the Rameir responds to Chachamim, Loyim Tira Shechitas Treifa Isa Dov Shegufa, Titaras Eva Dov Sheina Gufa. Now, although I agree with you that if someone shechs a Treifa, then it would be Matar the Treifa, and the Treifa would not be considered an Avela, and would not be Tamei. However, that is because you shechted the actual mother, and you shechted the Treifa, and therefore it could have an effect on its own body, and it would not be considered an Avela. However, how could you use this as a proof to our case, as in our case one is shechting the mother, and how could it be that it would have an effect on the Eber that's attached to the Uber, and the Eber is outside of the mother? And on Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara will explain the Shakel V'Taya between the Chacham and Rav Meir, and the Gemara will actually bring a Braisa that has a much longer discussion between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. However, our Mishnah now continues that we just stated that certainly both the Chacham and Rav Meir agree that if one shechs a Treifa, then it's no longer going to be Tamei, and it will not be considered an Avela. And the Mishnah now is, Minayin L'Treifa Sheshchitas Mitarasa, how do we know that it is true that if one shechs an animal that is kosher and is a Treifa, that although it would not be Mutar B'Achila, but it would be Mitarasa, and it would not be considered an Avela? And the Mishnah continues and explains this question even further, as we know that Behemoth Tmei Asura B'Achila, and a Treifa Asura B'Achila, and Ma Behemoth Tmei in Shechitas Mitarasa, Av Treifa Loitetaren Shechita, that since we know that non-kosher behema is also bachila, and we also know that a kosher behema that is a treifa is also also bachila, and since we know that if one does shechita on a behema tmeya, then certainly it's loy ma'il of loy ma'irid, and the behema tmeya would still be considered an avela, and it would be tamei, and therefore the same should apply, that if someone shechs a treifa, then l'chur the shechita should be loy ma'il of loy ma'irid, and why shouldn't we consider a treifa to be an avela and be an avatama? And Ayin Rashi and Diba Maskel Minayin L'Treifa Shechitas Mitarasa the Shema Ina Mitarasa U'Minadin Ina Mitarasa, and it would make sense, and based on Svara, it should not be Mitar Shebehima Tmei Asur Bachila V'Treifa Asur Bachila and Umat Tmei In Shechitas Mitarasa Mulatame. And as the Braisa teaches us in Teres Kainim, that the Pasuk in Pasuk Shemini in Perikud Aleph Pasuk Chavav states L'Chol HaBehima Shehim Afreses Pasa V'Shesa Ina Shesas V'Geira Ina Namayla Tmei Mehim Lachem Calling the Geir Behemitma. And these extra words is Lahavi Behema Tmeish Leit Taren Shchitasa, that this teaches us that if there's a behema that's not kosher and someone does shchita, that would not be metarid and would still be considered a veil and avatama. The Braisa then continues, Baloi Dinu Hasheretz Asu Bachilo Behema Tmei Asur Bachilo, Masherich, Inshkitosim Tarasa, the Sibhut, Maim Him Lachem, Saape Him Tme, Leta Terena Shkitosa, and why would we need a Pasik, or Klachla Derech Zu? But the mice we have another tzad, as maybe we compare Behemoth Tmea to a Trefa, as Behemoth Tmea, Sura Bachila, Utrefa Sura, and Ma Trefa Shkitosim Tarasa, Ape Him Tmea Kain, Tamulima and Ageb Hem, Lahavi Behemoth Tmea, Shleta Terena Shkitosa. And our Mishnah now continues and explains that we can't compare a trefa to a behemoth tmeya. As our Mishnah continues, loy, this comparison between a trefa and a behemoth tmeya is not valid, as imma matter of behemoth tmeya shlo hoisla shasa kosher, as even though we would say that the shechita of behemoth tmeya would not be mitired of behemoth tmeya, that is because there is never a time that shechita would work on a behemoth tmeya, as the moment that it's born, it's already a behemoth tmeya, and certainly shechita is not valid, and therefore shechita cannot be mitired. However, toima betrefa shehoisla shasa kosher, that since from the point that a kosher animal is born and until the time that it becomes a trefa, so if one would do shechita to this animal, then certainly it would be mutar b'achila and it would not be an avela. So it's quite possible that although if one does shechita to a behemoth tahir, once it becomes a trefa, it would not be mutar b'achila. The ma'aseh shechita would be able to be mitired and would no longer be considered an avela. However, the Mishnah continues to lach masha avesa. Now, the ma'aseh, this raya is not enough, as a ratio know the trefa minabeta minayin, that in a chenami you may have proved that shechita should be able to work on a behemoth tahira that became a trefa after it was already born and when it was a bit older. However, l'chiru, we should still say that if one performed shechita on a kosher animal that was a trefa from the moment that it was born, then l'chiru, the shechita should not be valid, as l'maisa never had a shasa kosher, and therefore it should be similar to a behemoth tmeya. However, once again, the Gemara responds that even in that case, you can't compare the din of a trefa to the din of a behemoth tmeya, as loy, imma matter of a behemoth tmeya, shekin ein b'mina shechita, taim b'trefa sheyesh b'mina shechita. That quite possibly we could explain that the reason why shechita is not mitar a behemoth tmeya, that is because there is never shechita in a min of a behemoth tmeya, as there is never a time that one could do shechita to a behemoth tmeya. However, we could say that even though it's true that if there's a behemoth tahira that was born as a trefa, then shechita can never work, and zloy hois l'shasa kosher. However, l'maisa, in the min of a behemoth tahira, there is a concept of shechita, and therefore we could say there are actually two dinim of shechita. And number one, shechita is matter an animal b'achila. Number two, if there's an animal that is tar and is generally kosher, and generally shechita should work for this min, so even though in this specific case shechita cannot work for the animal, as for example the trefa from the moment that it was born, but even so shechita would be mitarasa, and shechita can be mitar midei levela. And Ayin Rashi brings the pasuk of the zavachtami bekarchem yitzeincha. The pasuk teaches us that the din of shechita applies to your bakar and your tzain, and therefore certainly shechita doesn't have any effect on a behemoth tmeya. However, as long as you have a behemoth that is included in the min of bakar and tzain and is a kosher animal, and even in a case where shechita cannot be matar b'achila, it would still be mitarasa midei levela. And Ayin Rashi in the first far of the Gemara that time betrefa shehois l'shasa kosha v'kivin dechol teri shechita sulai pakim minei v'havi b'chlal shar tzayin u'baka. And similarly in the last svar of the Mishnah, Rashi explains sheyesh b'mina shechita and hilkach le'nafka michlal baka u'tzayin, as we explained. And finally our Mishnah continues that since we know that the normal gestation for a cow is 9 months, normal gestation for tzayin is 5 months, so if a young cow would be born after 8 months as an uber, so the stomach is that vlad is not viable, and if you would shech this vlad prior to a living 30 days, then it would be considered an avela, and it would be asur b'achila, and the same would apply by tzayin that is 4 months old. And as Rashi states in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Beis, the af shechitasa misa u'mitama, and as our Mishnah ends, ben shmoyna chai ein shechitasa met harasa lefi she'ein b'mina shechita, that since we just stated that if there's a young calf that was only a vlad for 8 months, so any shechita that would be done would not be machshir b'achila, since this min of a calf that is only born after 8 months of gestation is never royal achila, and shechita cannot be matar b'achila, therefore it would be similar to a behemoth tmeya, and its shechita would also not be able to be matar midei levela. And as Rashi explains, avu ben shmoy nechai shenoyim behemoth chaya ein lanu b'melotar afilu nishchat lefi she'inu b'chlal baka v'tzoyin ayin sham. Our Gemara begins that we mention our Mishnah that shechad es imoy v'achin chatacha. So though certainly this machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, if the Eiver Sefer is considered an Avela, or we only look at it as a Trefa. However, certainly Rav Meir and Chacham both agree that the Eva can transmit Tumah to the Vlad, and therefore our Gemara begins, Amai Tumas Beis Hastarim Hi, but Tumas Beis Hastarim Loi Metamya. Now, Lachur, the way that the Eva is transmitting Tumah to the Vlad is based on the fact that it's connected to the Vlad, and Lachur, at the point that it's connected to the Vlad, one cannot see that area, and it would be considered Tumas Beis Hastarim, and therefore, how could it transmit Tumah to the Vlad? And the Gemara states, Leimer Amel Tamei, and would we say that the Halach of our Mishnah is only going according to Amel Lishitasai? And as we will see from the Mishnah, Mesechus Kelim, the Amel holds that an item could become Tamei even by Tumas Beis Hastarim. However, the Gemara really is bothered that since we already mentioned that certainly the Chacham agree that the Eva is Metamei to Ubar as a Trefa, as long as it would be Kachim, and even though it's Tumas Beis Hastarim, so the Chayr would seem that the Chacham would have to agree to the Shita of Rameir that there can be Tumah even by Tumas Beis Hastarim, and would therefore seem that Rabbi Yisi, who is Chalik Rameir in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, and he holds that there is no Tumah by Tumas Beis Hastarim, would not be part of the Chacham of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah now continues and brings down the Machlekes between Rameir and Rabbi Yisi, Benegeya Tumas Beis Hastarim, as the Tan, as the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim teaches us, Shleisha Shleisha Shenechlak, Tar Min HaMidras, Avot Tomei Magar Midras, Div Rameir, as Rameir holds that if there was a Beged that was three tefachim by three tefachim, and it needed zav zav or yoleda, sat on it or put its weight on it, and therefore it became tummy medres, and it was an avatoma, and then someone cut this in half, and is no longer three tefachim by three tefachim, and therefore can no longer be tummy medres. However, Amei explains that since the two parts of this beged were attached to each other, so at the point that it was mechubar, so one part which was tummy medres touches the other part, and although that part would no longer be an avatoma, but that part would still remain a Rishon L'Tumah, and the same for the other part as well. And even though the only way that the Tumah is going from one part of the Beged to the other is only through the connection, and at that point of the connection is definitely considered Tumas Beis Hastarim, and even so, Rav Meir says that each part of the Beged will be Metamed to the other part of the Beged, and based on Magen Midras, they will both be a Rishon L'Tumah. And the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim continues, Am Rabbi Yisi v'chi be'ez Midras Nogazah, Elim Kein Nogabaya Zov, Tommy Magazov, and Rabbi Yisi holds that since the only place where these two parts of the Beged touch each other was in the area which was a Beis Hastarim, therefore there can't be a transmission of Tumah based on Magen Midras. And once you cut the Beged, then the Beged would be Tar Lagamri, unless the Zov didn't only put his weight on it, but he also touched the Beged. And as we know, that if a Zov touches a Beged, then the Beged would be a Rishon L'Tumah. Therefore, though both parts of the Beged are less than four Tvachim by four Tvachim, and they can no longer be considered Ava Tumah based on Medras Tumah, however, they will be a Rishon L'Tumah based on the fact that it was touched by a Zav, and Ayin Taisis Diva Maschal Alam Shenogabay Azav, Shenogabay Mekamei Medras Ayri, that either it's talking about a case where the Zav actually touched it before he actually sat on this Beged, or before he put its weight on this Beged. And Taisis brings another example where the Zav walked on this Beged while he was barefoot, and therefore at the same time he put weight on this Beged, and he also came into contact directly with the Beged. And Taisis points out that we can't say that it's talking about a case where the Zav touched the Beged that was 4 by 4 Tvachim if they already became Tamei Medras, as the Ilu B'Soi Floy Asim Maga Dekil V'Chayla Medras HaChomer Kedim Mashma B'Akhaimitz Rabbah. And therefore our Gemara's question is that it would have to come out that our Mishnah that stated that when the Eiver is touching the Uber, that it would be Metamei the Uber, even though it's Tumas Beis Hastarim, is going Dafka Lefi the Shita of Rameir. However, our Gemara continues and brings two explanations as to how it could be that our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rabisi, that although generally Tumah cannot be transmitted by Tumas Beis Hastarim, however, in the case of our Mishnah would be different. And number one, as our Gemara continues, Lav Itmar La, Amu Ula, that Ula taught us in regard to that Mishnah, Mesechtas Kelim, and Lo Yishanu, that where do we have Machlekes in that Mishnah between Ramei and Rabisi, Elo Shleisha Shleisha Shenechlak, it's only in the case where you had a Beged that initially was exactly three tvachim by three tvachim, and therefore Rabbi Yisi held that certainly there could not be a transmission of Tumah when the two parts of the Beged was attached to each other, as at that point it's Tumas Beis Hastarim, and even when you're removing one Beged from the other, and while you already cut part of it, it touched the other part of the Beged, it definitely cannot transmit Tumah to the other part, as Lemaise immediately when you started cutting the Beged in two, so each side was less than three tvachim by three tvachim, therefore it already lost its status as a Medras L'Tumah. and is no longer an Ava Tumah, and therefore cannot transmit Tumah to the other part. However, Ula explained, Ava Sholosh Al Sholosh Habayis Min Beg Gadol B'Shas Prishas Me'Aviyim Kabbalis Tumah Me'Aviyen. And even Rabbi Yisi would agree that certainly if one had a very large beged, then they cut off even a small piece of the beged of 3 etzba by 3 etzba, which is considered a large enough beged, as we know that Ani would use such a beged as a patch, and although this patch is too small to be considered something that someone would sit on, and therefore would not be Mekabel Tumas Medrash, but certainly it could be Mekabel Tumas Maga, and although certainly while the patch was still attached to a larger beged, it could not be Mekabel Tumas Maga Medrash, as certainly it was Tumas Beis Hastarim. However, once you started cutting off this small patch from the larger beged, and certainly part of this patch that was already cut off will come into contact with the larger beged, and since the larger part of this beged, which is certainly still larger than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, is still an Ava Tumah and is still Tumah Medrash, so certainly even Rabbi Yisi would agree that it can transmit Tumah to this small patch, and the small patch would now become a Rishon Tumah based on Maga Medrash, and Honami B'Shas Prishosu Me'ivah Mekabel Tumah Me'ivah. And in the case of our Mishnah, although Ein Hanami Rabbi Yisi would hold that certainly when the Ever is completely attached to the Uber, it cannot transmit Tumah, as that would be Tumas Beis Hastarim. However, even Rabbi Yisi would agree, once one starts cutting off the Yad or the Ever from the Uber, so at that point, part of the Yad and part of the Ever will likely come into contact with the Uber. That's how this Ever will transmit Tumah to the Uber. And as Rashi states, 5 lines from the bottom of our Amid, that Afil Rabbi Yisi, the Oma Imaga Chiba Maga, the Beis Hastarim, he, Hachamoy, the Mishum, the Shash Prishos, Me'aviv, the Efshel Tzamtim, Shiloyiga Ma'at Ma'at, with the Shash Prisha, Ainu Beis Hastarim, with Mekabel Tumah, of the Shiesh, by Shia Avatoma, the Hachagav Masis Nami, Afil Rabbi Yisi Moida, the Maga Maga Mishum, Shash Prisha, Shechoyte Chaeva Min Uber, and Ainin Tesis, the Dima Maskel, Abu Shol Shal Sholosh, the Kaidim Shinechlakul Gamri, Noigos Chaticha Zulazu. And keep in mind that although this would be the stomach, that when someone cuts one item off of another item, it certainly at some point prior to finishing disconnecting them from each other, they will come into contact with each other. However, Ayin Taisis at the bottom of Amid, where he points out, the boy look me af benitas b'chol koichai, and Taisis explains that if there was a very tight cloth, then since it can pull apart very cleanly without touching the other part, so this chash would not necessarily apply, Ayin Shom. And Agamar continues and brings a second explanation, as Ravina Omar Ravina explains, that although it's true that Rabbi Yisi holds that Tumas Beis Hastarim cannot become Tomei, however, that din only applies to something like a Beged, however, it doesn't apply to our Mishnah, and as Ravina explains, Beged la v'chaticha kai, but evil l'chaticha kai, v'chol ha'im l'achte k'chatuch damri, although when there's a Beged that's completely attached to each other, then certainly we would say that the concept of Tumas Beis Hastarim applies, and therefore they cannot transmit Tumah one to the other. However, since our Mishnah is talking about an Ever that's attached to an Uber, and as Tezis points out, at the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Min Aleph, that the Shechita of the mother had an effect on the Uber, and the Uber itself is even Mutl Bachila, while the Ever itself is certainly going to be Asa Bachila, so certainly it's Oymed Likotez, as it's normal that someone would go and cut these two parts from each other, and therefore we don't look at this as if it's Beis Hastarim, and even Rabbi Yisi would agree that the Tumah of the Ever would be transmitted to the Uber, and as Rashi at the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Min Aleph states, Kechotuch Domi, and we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Min Aleph, and the Gemara is now bothered that the entire reason that we needed the answers of Ula and Ravina was because we didn't want to say that our Mishnah is Dafka going like Rav Meir, and we wanted to say that our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rav Yisi. However, Lemaisa, even after having the Teretz of Ravina, who explained that our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rav Yisi, since Uba L'chaticha Kai and Kol Ha'im L'chaticha K'chatuch Dami, but the whole concept of Kol Ha'im L'chaticha K'chatuch Dami is only going like the Shita Rav Meir, and others are chilek on the Shita, and therefore once again our Mishnah would have to dafka be going like the Shita Rav Meir. As our Gemara continues, Kaman, that according to Ravina, who is the man that we find that holds Kol Ha'im L'chaticha K'chatuch Dami, that is dafka Rav Meir, as the Tzan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayis, that Kol Yedoy Sakelim Shina Ruchayis Ba'asa L'katsa Matvila M'koy Mida, that if someone has a keli that has an abnormally long handle, and they would definitely cut off part of this handle, if this keli became tummy, then in order to be matar this keli, you don't have to put the entire keli, including the entire handle, into the mikvah, and as long as you put the kli, as well as the part of the yad that will always remain under the kli, into the mikvah, then it will still be tar. And this is, of course, based on the concept of kolor immediately cutses dummy. And since one will cut off that extra part of the handle, therefore we don't look at it as if it's part of the keli at all, and the tire would be valid. And the Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim actually doesn't state divra meir, and these are the words of the Tana Kama. And generally, we know that the Tana Kama of our Mishnah refers to Rameir as Stam Mishnah's Rameir. The Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shiyat pilas kulay. Since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this concept of kol immediately cutses kikutses dami, therefore we hold that one has to be titled the entire keli, including the entire yad, and even though it's immediately cutses, therefore the Teretz Ravina would only work out according to the Shita Rameir and not according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Gemara responds, Afilu Tim Rabbanon. Really, we could explain that our Mishnah is even going to feed the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that we saw in the Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim, as although Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that benegei the yad of a kli, we would say kol immediately cutses a kikutses dami. However, Chabur Eichlin command the mifrus dami benegei ba'adadi. Since in our Mishnah we're discussing a case of the yad or the eva of the uber, which is attached to the uber, as we've already mentioned from Taisis, in our case the eva of the uber will be asa b'achila, while the uber itself will be muta b'achila. So certainly there is no question that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that kol immediately lachtech is kikutses dami. And I am the Baim Taisis who points out the loy aminin command the mifrus dami. Elahecha do immediately cutses k'may hacha the eva asa v'asha mutar. And I am Rashi and even Maschach Chabur Eichlin. Shehin Rachin, that since it's soft, ain't a chosh of chibur, is not considered as if they're attached. Uchimanda mifusudamu, udarminum ba'almalar, vina chabu eichlin, commanda mifusudamu, mehachanafka. This is the actual makar, where we see that this is the shita of Ravina, and that's why Ravina explained that our Mishnah could be going with the Akal, as number one, even Rabbi Yisi would agree, that in this case we would say, kalaimu lachta kachatuchdami, and therefore it's not considered Tumas Beis Astarim, and as we just explained, that even Rabbi Huda would agree, that in our case, since it's food, and since one part is us and one part is mutter, certainly all would agree that kol imilachtech is kechatoch tamri, as we just explained. The Gemara will now continue and ask another question on the Shita Ravina, based on the Lashon of our Mishnah, as the second case of our Mishnah was, shachras imoy ba'achin chatocha, habasa maganavela divra meir, and certainly according to Ula, it makes sense that since while the Eivor and the Uber are attached to each other, would be tumas beis astarim, so therefore the Mishnah had to give us a case, one was cutting off the Eva from the Uber, and as Ula explained, that at some point while one is detaching the Eva from the Uber, certainly they will come into contact with each other, and even if you're a BC, it would not be Tumas Beis Astarim, and therefore the Eva will be able to transmit Tumah to the Uber. However, since Ravina just explained that our Mishnah holds, so why would the Mishnah have to give an example where one caught the Eva from the Uber? And as our Gemara continues, and as we just explained, and the Gemara answers that Inachanami, according to Ravina, the second case of the Mishnah did not have to be referring to a case where they actually caught the Eva from the Uber. However, I did a Tana Resha Chatacha, Tana Nami Sefer Chatacha, but since in the Resha we had to give a case where was Chatacha, therefore, in order to have symmetry between the Resha and the Sefer, so we also discuss a case of Chatacha in the Sefer. And as Rashi explains, I did a Tana Resha Chatacha, Ba'akach Shachres Imoy Habasatar, as in that case, certainly is Dafka Chatacha. The Uber would also be Tamei, even if they were still attached, as we explained. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that we saw machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim in the case of Shachres Ima V'achin Chatacha, as Ramei held that Basa Maga Nevela, and the Chachamim stated Maga Trefa Shkuta, that by the Uber coming into contact with the Iver, it's coming into contact with something which is a trefa and which is a shruta, and it's mashma that is some sort of a tumah, since we know that a trefa that was nishkat is not tame at all. So the Gemara is trefa shruta mi metamya. If there's an animal that's a trefa and someone shechs that animal, it certainly does not transmit tumah. And what does our Mishnah mean? And the Gemara answers in kedavu deshmuel, and as we explained when we learned our Mishnah, the amavu deshmuel trefa sheshachta metamim mukdashin. Though certainly as our Mishnah continued, that if someone shechs a trefa, that midiraisa would not be considered tamei and would not be an avela. However, midrabbanon benegeir hegdish, the uber or the mother that is hegdish would be considered tamei, as we already explained. The Gemara continues to quote from the Shita Rabbanon our Mishnah, and as we saw at the top of Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, that Rabbanon stated that certainly the evil would not be considered an avela, as mamitzilu betrefa sheshchitasim itarasa. So af shchitas behemoth the taras ha'ivar, and therefore the shchita the mother will be matar the ivar, and the ivar would not be considered an avela and would not be an avatoma. And the Mishnah then continued that Amar Rameir, the Rameir responded to Chachamim, lo yim tihat shchitas treifa isa dovish agufa to taras ha'ivar dovish in agufa. How can you compare the two cases? Certainly, when someone does shchita on the actual animal that is a treifa, we could understand why the shchita would have an effect on the animal, even though it would not be mutar b'achila, but it would be b'mtar midei nevela. How can you compare this to a case where someone is doing shchita on the mother, and one wants to be mutar the eva of its vlad that is outside the mother completely? And our Gemara now continues and brings an expanded version as to the shakel v'taya between Ramei and the Chachamim, and the Gemara will not be able to understand the response of the Chacham to Ramei. Then Rava or another Amira will explain the chesur mechsev hachitani, and he will explain the brisa, and then the Gemara will bring down Tanina Mehachi, and will actually bring down an expanded version of the brisa that actually includes the chesur mechsera. And our Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the brisa, Amal hen Rameir, and Rameir responds to the Chachamim, v'chimi tiaroi le'ivazeh midei nevela, shchitas imoi, imkein tatirenu b'achila, that since you are telling me, once you shech the mother, so the eva that is outside of the mother will not be considered a vela, and will be tar, if the shechita of the mother can have an effect on this Aver, so why should it only have an effect on the Aver that should be matar midei nevela, and why shouldn't it also have an effect that it should also be matar b'achila, as we already learned in Afsamaches, that Rab and Shmuel, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees, that certainly the Aver that's outside of the mother at the time of shechita would not be mutar b'achila. And let's keep in mind that the next part of the Gemara, which will be the response of the Rabbanan to Rameir, will be difficult to understand, and Amuloy Necham respond to Rameir, that we find that many times that something that's not part of the animal will be able to be mutter, even though something that's part of the animal will not be able to be mutter. And the Chacham continue, and the right to this point is Shereishininu, and as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Min Alef, that if one cuts off a part of the uba that's in the mother and then shechs the mother, then the shechita of the mother will not only be machshir uba, but will even be matter that part of the uba that was cut off, and it will be mutar b'achila, or minatchol minakleis asu b'achila. But if one would sever part of the spleen or the kidneys of the actual animal and then would shech that animal, then the shechita of the animal would not be matar the spleen and the kidneys, and they would be asu b'achila, as they would be considered even minachai. Certainly, we have a raya to habi matzel sal she'ina gufa yoisim migufa. However, l'maisa, this response of the chachamim doesn't seem to be responsive to the question of Rameir, and therefore the Gemara asks my ka'amri, that what does the brisa mean, and what is the response of the chachamim to Rameir? And the Gemara explains Amar Rava v'Amri lo kadi, that either Rava taught us or this was stated by someone else, and we don't know who this Amir was. And some explain that there was an Amir named Kadi in the Hagoyis in the Oros on the Mashal Mesechtes Gittin on the Peheim Beis, where he states Hushem Chacham a Pirish Bechinam Bilti Shum Askaris Chacham, as we explain. And either Rava or Kadi explain the Chesur Mechsa V'Hachitani, that certainly it's clear that we have to add in different words into this brisa, and this is a way to understand the brisa. And the first part of the brisa is exactly as we quoted, that Amal and Rameir, that Rameir said to the Chachamim, B'chimit here le'evizeh midei nevela shchitas imai, and imkein tatirene b'achila. And it's at this point that we have to add in the words of the Chachamim, as Amuloy, as the Chacham responds to Rameir, treifer techiach sheshchitas miteras midei nevela ve'ina matiras b'achila, that your question is not valid, since we find a similar concept by a treifer, as even though shchit of a treifer will be matar midei nevela, the treifer will still be asa b'achila, and therefore we can say the same applies to the Eiver, that even though the shchit of the mother will not have an effect on the Eiver and will not be matar b'achila, however, it potentially could have an effect on the Eiver and will be matar midei nevela. And as in regard to this response of the Chachamim, that once again we have to add in Rameir's response to the Chachamim, as Amar Lahen, as Rameir now responds to the Chachamim, that you can't bring a riot from the din of a treifa to the din of the Eiver, as Loyim Tira Shchitas Treifa Isa Davishu Gufa to Taras Eiva Davishin Gufa, that although certainly it's true that although the Shchit of a treifa will not be matter the treifa b'achila, and even so it could be matar midei nevela, but that's because one shechted the actual animal that is a treifa, and therefore we can understand that although the shechita would not have an effect to be matar b'achila, but the shechita can have some effect on the animal itself. However, in our Mishnah we're discussing the case of an eiver that is attached to the vlad, that is in the mother, since we know that the shechita of the mother does not have any effect on the actual eiver and will not be mutar b'achila, since this eiver is not connected to the mother and is actually outside the mother. Why would we think that the shechita would have any effect on the eiver, even to be mitar midei nevela? And it is at this point that the brisa continues with the response to Rabbanon, and as we initially quoted in the brisa, that Amru Loi, the Chacham responds to Rameir, that certainly the fact that something is not part of the body of the animal is not necessarily a chesaron, as Harv Matzel Zal She'en Agufa Yosem Agufa, and certainly even you would agree that we do find a scenario where the shechita of the mother will have an effect on something that's not part of the mother's body, and meanwhile will not have an effect on something that's part of its body, as the Chacham brought a raya Shereishininu Choytech Min Uba Shevemeh Mutu Bachila Minat Choyle Minat Kloyes Asu Bachila. Therefore, since the shechita of a treifa will be able to be mitar the animal itself, midei nevela, so similarly in our case, the shechita of the mother will be able to be mitar even something that's not part of its body, and will even be able to be mitar the yad and the eva of the uber, midei nevela. And the Gemara now continues that we previously had a brisa that we didn't understand, and Rav or Kadi had to bring in a chesur mechzer. However, the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, that we actually see that this is the shakel v'tayr between Ramei and Rabbanon in another brisa, and this brisa is explicit and there's no need for chesur mechzera. As the brisa states, Amal Han Rameir, the Rameir said to the Chachamim, v'chimitiri le'ivizeh midei nevela, that who is mitar this eva being tamei as nevela, and Amru Loi, and the Chacham responds to Rameir, shechita simai. Therefore, Rameir is a Chachamim, that since the shechita of the mother has an effect on the eva, so im kein tatirenim b'achila, so l'chir the eva should even be mutar b'achila, and Amru Loi, and the Chacham responds to Rameir, treifa t'chiach, sheshechitas mitaras midei nevela, ve'ina matiras b'achila. And therefore, in our case as well, although the shechita of the mother will not be able to be matar the eva b'achila, however, it will be mataras midei nevela. And before we continue with Rameir's response, so Rameir will be responding similar to what we saw in the previous brisa. However, Rameir will add in one additional din that we did not see up until this point, and we will discuss this point once we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Mem Aleph. And as the brisa continues, Amar Lahen, the Rameir now asks the Chachamim, and here a shechitas treifa isa v'ase eva hamadulu ba davishe gufa to tarase uba she'ina gufa. Just because we all agree that if one would shech the treifa, not only would the animal that is a treifa not be an avela and would be tar, even if there would be an eva that's hanging off of this treifa, then that eva would also not be tamei and would not be considered an avela and would not be considered eva menachai. That makes sense because at least it's part of the actual treifa and the shechita was actually done to this actual animal. However, how could you extend this to the din of a uber, as the uber is not part of the mother? How could it be that the shechita of the mother not matar this eva b'achila, that it would still be matar the eva midei nevela? And as Rava pointed out, that it was in regard to this question that Amru Loi, the Chacham responded, Hav matzel zal she'en agufa yoysim agufa sh'arei sheninu choytech min uba shevemeh mutar b'achila min atchoyle min akleis asa b'achila. As we previously explained, and keep in mind that we did not explain the concept of eva hamadulduba, and we will explain this in great detail akdama to daf ayin gimel, and we will stop over here.